The word for meditation, bhavana, means to develop. We're trying to develop good qualities in the mind, which means it's something you do not only when you're sitting here with your eyes closed, but also as you go through the day. Every opportunity you have to make a choice. Should I do X or should I do Y? Ask yourself which will be more skillful. And if you don't know, well, then you can experiment. Choose one or the other and do it and notice the results. But if you know that something is more skillful than something else, and yet your mind resists, that's what you've got to look into. Because that's where your defilements are hiding. And they'll have all kinds of reasons. You have to learn how not to listen to their reasons. You have to have reasons of your own. Because their reasons tend to be pretty short-sighted. And you want to take the long view. That, the Buddha said, is the sign of wisdom. When you want to find long-term welfare and happiness. And you're willing to sacrifice short-term happiness for the sake of the long-term. This is a basic principle that applies all the time. Back when I was taking my Dharma exams in Thailand, one of the exams required that you write a Dharma talk. And they would give you a passage in Pali. And then in the first year, you had to write down another Pali passage in the course of the talk that you were giving. And then in the second year, you had to write down two, and in the third year, you had to write down three. And they had a little book of Buddhist sayings. You had to write both the Pali and the Thai, and give the location in the Pali canon. And there were these little novices who were just memorizing page after page after page. And I realized I couldn't do that. I wasn't much of a memorizer, even in English, much less in Thai. And so I told myself, well, they have the advantage of having a big memory. I have the advantage of figuring out which passages are useful in all possibilities, because you never knew what topic they were going to have you write on. One of the ones I found useful every year was this one about if you see that there's a greater happiness that comes from abandoning a lesser happiness, the wise person goes for the greater. So no matter what topic they brought up, that was always relevant. So no matter what happens in your life, it's the same sort of thing. No matter what happens in your life, this is always relevant. Look for the long term. And of course, over the long term, you'll be happy you did. There may be some frustration in the short term, but that goes, that passes. And when that passes, it's much better than realizing you had the opportunity to do something for a long-term happiness and you didn't do it. That memory sticks around, and it's painful. So always look for the long term. Develop the qualities in the mind that enable you to do that. Conviction, persistence, mindfulness, concentration, discernment, all these strengths strengthen you so that when a defilement says, no, I want a pleasure right now, I want this right now, you have something strong with which to counter it. Conviction that long term does matter, and it does lie in your power. And your ability to stick with something once you've decided that it's right. The ability to keep it in mind so the defilements don't catch you when you're suffering from a lapse of mindfulness. Concentration, staying focused on what you know is right, and the discernment that allows you to argue with the defilements and come out winning. So try to develop these strengths. And they'll stand you in good stead.